Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here with Mark Henderson from the Monroe Symphony League. Mark, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you.
Thanks for being with us today. Now, the Symphony League lives to help the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. You do that by one of your big fundraising events every year, the Book Fair, and it's coming up again this weekend.
Right. We do it three times a year. We do a book sale the first two weekends in March, two full weekends in June, and the first two full weekends in October.
So you're coming up Saturday, March 7th, Sunday the 8th, and then, we got another one, Friday the 13th,
yes,
and Saturday the 14th of March.
Yeah, that's right. It's the hours are 9 to 5 on the first Saturday, 1 to 5 on Sunday, and then 9 to 5 on the following Friday and Saturday.
Now, for someone who's never been to the Monroe Symphony League Book Fair, where are you guys located? Where do they go?
We're at 320 North 4th Street. It's the old Monroe Bakery building, and it is catty corner from the old New Star, where you and I
we worked there many moons ago.
Together. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's at 320 North 4th Street, and you know, we are there every Wednesday morning. We work there, and we work, you know, 3 months, 4 months to get ready for each of the book sales. And so we're pretty excited to let the doors open and let the public in.
Now, what you have there, I guess, are gently used and sometimes even new books that just got sat on the shelf.
Yes.
But because I got a lot of books I put on the shelf and never crack, and you know, those are the kind of things that get donated. You guys make sure there's no junk. If it's junk, it just goes in the dumpster. You guys have top quality books there at the book sale.
We think we do, yes. We do go through every single book we put on the shelf and make sure that, you know, the binding is secure and that the books are in good condition. We call them gently used books. They're all donated by members of the community. They come in in between the book sales. People deliver the books on Wednesday mornings while we're there, and we curate them. You know, we shelve them according to topic. We have cookbooks. We have nonfiction sections. One is kind of artsy. It has information about florals, for instance, and sports and travel and art. And then we have another section which is more social sciences, the history and the sociology and political science. We have a romance section. We have a paperback section. We have an audiovisual section, which is just jam-packed full of DVDs for you to look over. We have a children's room. We have a religion section. We have a paperback, suspense, biography, novels. We have kind of a goodies section, which is tabletop books and books that are autographed by the author, cookbooks, magazines. It runs amok. We have a lot of stuff.
There's even like a little knick-knack area, the country corner. What's in the country corner this go-around?
The country corner has everything from jigsaw puzzles and games to home decor items. There's a lot of like glass work, a lot of like vases and that kind of thing.
The book sale going on this weekend and next weekend. Again, there's a $2 admission fee every day, and
yes,
it's well worth the $2 to get in. What do y'all do with that little $2 money that you're making?
Well, originally, the $2 fee went toward paying the utility bills for the building itself. But now we are putting that also into the general collection.
And for the scholarship money and helping the symphony. A lot of guys are into, and I never got into the Westerns, but you guys have a big Western cowboy section, right?
We do. A lot of Louis L'Amour and a lot of Larry McMurtry. And we have quite a few DVDs, Western DVDs, Western movies.
Now, I'll watch a Western DVD with lots of shooting in it, but sometimes I won't read the book.
You know, it's the American moral play. It's a morality play done in all with the American style. There's always the good guys and the bad guys, and it's not very hard to figure out who's who.
No, it's not. Just look at the color of their hat.
Yeah, that's
you'll
right.
figure it out.
That's
Also, right now, lots and lots of cookbooks. My 30th wedding anniversary was the other day, and I was like, you know, I'm going to buy my wife a new cookbook. I was going to buy her some other stuff, too, but I was looking at cookbooks. Yeah. Cookbooks are like $35, $40.
They are.
And you guys have a heck of a deal on cookbooks.
Most of our books run $2 or less. I mean, you can pretty much find almost anything you want for $2 or less. Some cookbooks might be a little bit more expensive. For instance, we have a premium price on Mildred Swift. Do you remember Mildred Swift with K&OE?
I do remember Mildred Swift. I'm old enough.
Yes. Well, we have quite a few of her cookbooks, and they have a little higher price tag on them. But, you know, we have a whole lot of cookbooks that are church-related. You know, every church has a cookbook, it seems.
Right.
A lot of state cookbooks, Best of Missouri, Best of Louisiana, a lot of and a large collection of Louisiana cookbooks.
The event coming up, Book Fair Saturday, March 7th and 8th, Saturday, Sunday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 1 to 5 on Sunday.
Right.
And then you do it again the next weekend, but you're going to do Friday the 13th.
Saturday. Yes.
As 9 to 5 and 9 to 5 again on that Saturday.
That's correct.
For folks to find out more about the Symphony League, for folks to donate the books, get involved, where do they go to learn more about you guys?
There is a Facebook page, but also Wednesdays are the days that we are available for delivery.
You can find out more by heading to our website at kedm.org. The Monroe Symphony League Book Fair coming up this weekend and next weekend. Learn more now at kedm.org. And be sure and like and share our videos with your friends.